The Netherlands, home to one of the world's best-known pride events, a beacon of tolerance for the global LGBTQ community. That's the reputation the Dutch have. And yet, dozens of LGBTQ refugees trying to get asylum there have found themselves rejected, and they say it's because they've been told that, quote, they're not gay enough. Venetia Rainey has a story from Amsterdam.
I take a walk in a park with Shailene. It's not her real name. She tells me that she's 22 and a refugee from Uganda. Shailene doesn't want me to use her real name because she's a lesbian, and in Uganda, that can mean jail or even death.
When I discovered who I was and who I still am, I wasn't so open about it because in my country it's a crime, it's an abomination, it's a disease, it's all sorts of the worst names.
She says she was jailed without a trial after someone discovered her sexuality and turned her in. She nearly died in prison. Once she was released, she fled to Europe, ending up in the Netherlands. She applied for asylum, but 9 months later was rejected. The reason? She told immigration authorities, known locally as the IND, that she would be killed if she went back to Uganda. They accused her of lying because the official punishment in her country is life in prison, not death. They also said they didn't believe she was actually a lesbian.
They asked me about my first girlfriend, how we fell in love, because she was, at first we were friends, and then they were like, how did friendship turn into love? So that's a weird question. So some questions are a bit weird and are difficult to find answers to. And then afterwards they say, well, you didn't give us the right answers to the questions, or you were not open enough to the questions that we asked. It's unfair.
She immediately appealed the decision and had a second hearing in August. She was supposed to hear back by October 5th, but she's still waiting. Shailene's story is far from unique in the Netherlands. Protests in The Hague in early September drew dozens of affected asylum seekers. They wore T-shirts pointedly emblazoned with the words "not gay enough" in Dutch, and they handed a petition signed by thousands to the Dutch parliament, urging them to change the way they assess such applications. The IND doesn't release statistics about LGBT asylum applications, but a researcher writing a report on the issue estimates that there are a few hundred each year. How many of those are rejected is not clear, but lawyers and activists say it's happening regularly and with increasing frequency.
Well, at the moment we are almost reaching 90 cases. That's really too much.
Sandro Kortkas is head of the group LGBT Asylum Support. I meet him outside Amsterdam's courthouse, where he's a witness in a case involving an Iraqi refugee who's also fighting to convince the IND he's gay. Most of these cases involve men. Kortkas says the IND asks asylum seekers a series of questions about how they discovered that they were gay.
And in this case, they don't believe him because he can't talk about this well enough. Although we are here with his partner, where he lives together already for 1.5 years.
Kortkas spearheaded September's petition and protest. He'd like to see an overhaul of the current process and the creation of a separate appeals committee that includes psychologists and other experts.
It's a very difficult process. But still, if there are organizations who say, sorry, this is not working, we see too many LGBT refugees who get a negative, then these are the alarm bells, and then they should do something.
When approached for a comment, the IND replied by email that they, quote, give all the space an asylum seeker needs to indicate why they think they need protection in the Netherlands, adding that everyone is given the chance to appeal a negative decision. But even for LGBT refugees who have been granted asylum here, it's clear that the current process is blind to the nuances of how sexuality is expressed or explored in difficult contexts.
My best friend, he simply had pictures of a girl with him on Facebook. And they didn't understand that Jamaica was a society where it's not easy for everyone to be upfront with their sexuality. Sometimes you have to take a picture with a girl, but that doesn't mean you're straight.
That's Adrian, a 22-year-old from Jamaica, where violent homophobia is rife. He was one of the lucky ones. He received asylum within a month of arriving here 2 years ago. The crux of the issue is, how can immigration authorities test whether someone is gay or not?
Well, I don't think there's any right way to prove that anyone is gay. But there are a lot of persons who were asked very sexual questions. Like, oh, do gay people have sex? What was the experience for you? Did you enjoy it? Do you enjoy receiving sex from men and...
Quite intimate questions.
Yeah.
Do you think it's likely that many straight Jamaicans are coming here and pretending to be gay?
As I said, for even gay persons, it was really hard to convince the IND that they're gay. So I don't think it's a huge mess to come here and like say that you're gay and then you have to prove it. You have to give them your story.
Advocates say there may be a few people who lie to try to get asylum here, but it's a tiny minority. LGBT asylum support recently began a dialogue with the IND to look at ways to improve the assessment process. In the meantime, dozens of LGBT asylum seekers continue to face the threat of being sent back to a country where their own sexuality is a danger to them. For The World, Venetia Rainey, Amsterdam, The Netherlands.